given the time we have, so more or less this is the only day we have a proper training with everybody ready and fit, so we will go for experience tomorrow, start with the ones that have been with us before, and it gives us then another week to prepare the younger guys for the Canada match. Hopefully we can give some of them some time on the pitch tomorrow, but given this is a strong opponent going for the World Cup, and I know them quite well, so I know we need experience when we play them tomorrow, so we go for that.
And speaking of experience, how glad are you to have this man in your squad, in your team?
Only took one question. No, really happy. Obviously, his decision to continue playing for us is massive, and we're delighted with that one. And everybody has been speaking for the last week or even 2 weeks about his qualities as a leader and all of those things. We just like him to feel good as a player with us, and that's our objective. Obviously, he will give in so many other areas as well. So we're just delighted he's continuing.
And what will you need from Seamus to have him in your plans for the autumn?
Yeah, he obviously needs to stay as fit as possible. He's been doing that, even not playing, but hopefully he will play more than he did this season. But he proved me wrong. He doesn't need to play much to be playing at an international level. So I'm really happy that he's staying on and playing on. But if you just look at this squad, the value of having a player like him and more of the other players, with all these younger players taking their first steps in an international stage, is massive for them, and it will just quicken all that process, is having players like him around.